This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. More today on a new study from economists at Stanford and MIT who estimate that getting sick with COVID is keeping 500,000 people from working at any given time. That doesn't include reductions to the labor force when people die from COVID. Marketplace's Matt Levin takes a closer look.
Allison Guy says she got COVID in February 2021. A year and a half later, she's still not right.
My main symptoms really are this severe fatigue that gets worse after I do activities.
Guy was communications manager for a nonprofit after hopping on and off her employer's short-term disability insurance.
When it was clear that things weren't going to change, I did lose my job then. And, you know, I understand it.
Guy's now enrolled in grad school, one that provides accommodations for her. She's 36 and wants to work again. But many people struggling with the lingering effects of COVID, they've just given up. Stanford economist Gopi Shagoda says, if anything, her study is a conservative estimate of how many people COVID removed from the job market.
So maybe a reasonable range might be 500,000 to a million workers out of the labor force.
Researchers identified workers who missed a week of work, likely due to COVID, and tracked where they were a year later. She says after getting sick, older workers were especially likely to not have a job and not be looking for one either.
It could be that the illness was more severe. It could be also that this COVID-19 illness pushed them to retire at higher rates.
Because of remote work, companies have actually been hiring more people with disabilities since the pandemic hit, including those with long COVID. But Katie Bach at the Brookings Institution says a cooling economy may make employers less flexible.
Employers have a much stronger incentive to go the extra mile on accommodation when they are struggling to fill roles.
Applying for disability benefits is hard enough, but Bach says COVID long haulers face even more hurdles.
When you talk to long COVID patients, some of them will tell you, yeah, I would love to apply, but I am literally too brain fogged and fatigued to make it through the application process.
Bach says more federal research should be devoted to treatments for long COVID. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.